O Prophet, tell them, whatever the subject of your dispute is, its judgment belongs to Allah. Such is Allah, my Rabb. In Him I have put my trust, and to Him I turn in repentance. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, He has made for you mates from among yourselves, and also mates among the cattle from their own kind. By this does He means to multiply you. There is no one like Him. He alone hears all and sees all. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He gives abundantly to whom He pleases and sparingly to whom He wills. He is the knower of everything. He has ordained for you the same deen which He enjoined on Noah, and which He has revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which we enjoined on Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. Establish the deen of al-Islam and make no division in it. Intolerable for the mushrikeen is that to which you, O Muhammad, call them. Allah chooses for His service whom He wills, and guides to His way only those who turn to Him in repentance. The people did not become divided into sects until after knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. Had your Rabb not issued the word to defer their punishment till an appointed time, the matter would have already been settled between them. The fact is that those who were made to inherit the book after them are surely in disquieting doubt about concerning it. Therefore, call them to the true deen, stay firm on the right way, as you are commanded, and do not follow their vain desires. Tell them, I believe in whatever Allah has revealed of the book, and I am commanded to do justice between you. Allah is our Rabb and your Rabb. We are responsible for our deeds, and you for yours. Let there be no dispute among us. Allah will bring us back together on a day of judgment and decide, and to Him is the final return. Those who dispute concerning Allah after pledging obedience to Him, their dispute is futile in the sight of their Rabb. On them is His wrath, and for them there will be a terrible punishment. It is Allah who has revealed this book with the truth and balance. What will make you realize that perhaps the hour of doom may be near at hand? Only those who deny it seek to hasten it on. But the believers dread its coming and know that its coming is the truth. Behold, those who dispute concerning the hour of doom are far astray. Allah is very gracious to His servants. He gives sustenance to whom He pleases. He is the powerful, the Almighty.